Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Wake up. Let's go.
Woo! The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Every Friday, it's time for Gavin and Rain.
Joke off.
Thank you. Go. Every Friday we do Gavin and Rain joke off. There's one rule: you laugh, you lose. It is the All Halloween edition. Of Gavin and Rain joke off.
I hate to be a buzzkill right off the bat, but Rain, you are wearing a beard as part of your costume.
Yes,
he's Bob Ross.
Legendary Bob Ross.
Yeah, and I do believe that's performance enhancing because I cannot see your face, so you're going to have to lose the beard.
What?
Sorry. I mean, it's not that much different than the motorcycle
helmet. She's right. I can't see your mouth.
This is part of the costume.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you got to lose the beard.
All right, so last week, congratulations to Gavin. We did our scrimmage at Sac State, and he took home a victory. But we will go to the score. It is Gavin 43.
Oh, boy.
It ran out.
He's got to do another one, I guess.
Rain 45.
Maybe he'll do something different.
Oh, I love it.
Bowie is a werewolf.
Can I stop for a second? What are you wearing? We're dressed in costumes.
Yes.
I'm wearing lederhosen. He's Bob Ross. Yeah. What are you wearing?
Orange is the new black.
You're wearing an orange jumpsuit?
Yeah. I mean, I just found it in our office with our other
costumes. That's the one from our office?
Yeah.
Did you read it before you put it on?
Not the front.
Did you read the back?
Did you read the back?
What's on the back?
Turn around. Show the camera what's on the back.
Right. What is on the back?
Just show the camera.
Yeah, just show the camera.
What does it say?
Do you want to tell her?
Should we say it or should we have people text in to see it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should text in joke to 73389.
Well, yeah, if you want to see the whole time,
what's on the back of Katie's Halloween costume.
It's not fun.
Oh, my God.
All right, Gavin won last week. Champion goes first.
Okay. What do you call a ghost with his own spook company?
Huh.
A entrepreneur.
Oh.
How does a medium contact a dead window washer?
How?
A squeegee board.
Oh,
that's cute. My wife told me instead of killing a spider to take it out. So I did. We grabbed a couple drinks. Nice guy. Wants to be a web designer.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
He's up?
Two in.
Why did the man who failed as a stand-up comedian later become an axe murderer?
Why?
He was a total hack.
What do the eye doctors at Griffin Reed Eye Care give out for Halloween?
What?
Candy corneas.
Okay.
Why didn't the vampire attack Taylor Swift?
Why?
Because you know she had bad blood.
What kind of music do mummies listen to? Rap music.
Oh, I saw that coming. Why are skeletons always so calm?
Why?
Because nothing gets under their skin.
Halloween jokes are not very good.
Yeah,
just
they're
terrible.
They're...
What plants love Halloween the most?
I don't know.
Bamboo.
How do you scare a panda?
How?
With some bamboo.
You know what my Roomba is going as for Halloween?
Huh.
The Grim Sweeper.
What happens when you fall behind on your payments to your exorcist?
What?
You get repossessed.
Rain, careful.
How does a vampire buy movie tickets?
How?
Fandango.
Threw a boomerang at a ghost the other day. I knew it'd come back to haunt me.
I just watched Monsters, Inc. for the first time, and I learned something. Do you know what a monster that tells jokes for a living is called?
Huh.
Bill Cosby.
Wow.
Wow. What happens? May not cover your...
Come on!
No.
Bill Cosby.
Rain.
He's a monster. Don't start painting, Bob.
What do mummies and intern Kevin have in common?
What?
They're both totally wrapped up in themselves.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. That counts as a laugh.
That counts as a laugh. Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that does count as a laugh.
Hold on. Here it is.
Oh, it's a spooky Titan
2.0.
Even Titan is wearing a costume.
Wearing a mask.
All right, at any time, if you want to watch the video of Gavin and Rain joke off, you can text the word joke to 73389. Someone's at the door.
Oh.
Who is it?
Gavin, you want to answer it?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Who is it? Oh, it's a trick or treater. We have a trick or treater. Oh, look at that. Oh. Look what he has in his bucket.
Trick or treater.
It's the participation trophy.
It doesn't make sense that he said trick or treat and then gave me something. So you guys planned this real stupid.
Your shirt on the back says Department of Erections.
What?
Oh, my straps are coming down on my leaderism.
All right, if you want to watch the video of our all Halloween edition of Gavin and Rain Joke Off, you can text the word joke to 73389.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.